Well, the Relay for Life of the Sauk Valley is going to be out at Westwood. You all know where that is. And that's coming up on Saturday, June 8th, 5 until 9. A huge celebration. And, of course, already in beyond planning stages. Now we're just fine-tuning from this point on. With us in studio, Betty Clements, Cheryl Faber. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, see, I think I went out a lot of the lobby there, and I said, because I feel like I'm part, I said, good morning, team.
Well, that's a good way to put it. I like that.
You are a part of our team. Yeah. You're our media team.
There we go.
There you go. A very important part of the team.
I'm the one-man media team.
I'll go with it.
We only need one, and we've got you.
That's all it takes to be a team. You can have a team of one. So we'll take it.
You both staying busy since the last time we got together, I know, and just trying to get the weather to move in one direction or another. I wish it would settle somewhere.
Maybe it'll get over with in April, and then we'll turn into a nice weather in May and June. That would be wonderful.
There we go. That's getting
more
there.
Consistent anyway, not the ups and downs.
So, planning is moving right along, and we make new announcements and updates every time we get together. And what have we got going on today?
Well, we want to do a quick update on how one can get involved in the Relay for Life of the Sauk Valley, which is the signature fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. That basically is why we're here, is to share the details on how anybody can become involved. But we also have a team captain meeting that's coming up later, and in May, the 1st of May, in fact, that we want to talk about, and certainly invite anybody that has any interest whatsoever in joining in any capacity. We'd love to have you come to that meeting, because that's when we're going to share a lot of information about the event itself. So I'll start out by talking about team registration. Registration is now open, and there are three ways that you can register. The easiest way is to go online to relayforlife.org/Sauk Valley IL and do it all online. That's the easiest way to do it. You get signed up as a part of a team. You can be a team of one. You can be a team of many. You can join a team that's already formed on that website. You can add people to it as you go along, so your team is swelling with numbers, so more the merrier. It's entirely up to you. That's one way, going online. Second way is, if you don't have a computer or you don't like to do things online, you can pick up your phone. You can call ACS, 1-800-ACS-2345. That's the toll-free number that takes you directly to the headquarters of American Cancer Society, and they will personally, person to person to you, sign you up in whatever capacity you want. So that is obviously an easy way to do it as well. The third way is, if you are of the old way of doing things on paper and sending things in, we have paper copies of registration forms that are available at the Sauk Valley Food Bank. And you can go out there anytime on a Monday to Thursday morning, 8 to noon, and pick up the actual form. Pam, the director of the food bank, will take the form from you. She will scan it in and send it on online, so you get registered. The minute you've walked out the door, she's already got a scan. So it is immediate. So there's three ways you can do it, one local, two that are elsewhere. But they're all as easy as can be. It just takes a commitment from you that you want to get involved. So Cheryl mentioned earlier when we were greeting Tom that teams can be any number. You have to start out with one person before you can have number two, number three, number four.
Wow.
So if your team never gets any more than you that signed up as a team captain, so be it. That's a commitment. But everybody knows someone that would like to participate, that knows someone who has been diagnosed with cancer, that we would like to put an end to this disease.
Yeah.
And that truly is about the commitment of forming a team. There's no requirement that you have to raise a certain amount of money. There is no entry fee, so it's free of charge to sign up to register. In order to get a participant t-shirt, you need to gather a minimum of $100 donations, and those need to be sent in advance of the June 8th event, because the t-shirts no longer come from us locally. They come from the national headquarters. So it takes mailing time. Once you get your money turned in, you have to have the 2 to 3 weeks in order for the shirt to get delivered, to go through the channels and get sent out, and then finally to arrive in our postal system. So it's important that people that want to join and want the participant t-shirt, you need to get started now. Obviously, it's still plenty of time to organize a team, whether the team is 1 or 15. It can be any number. You can add people later as the time comes along. You find somebody else that's interested, they can even sign up the day of, as far as that's concerned. So the trouble is that the t-shirts come from the main headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. So as a result, you've got to turn things in a timely fashion in order for the shirts to get here.
Right.
So the second thing is, obviously, the relay is all based upon the idea that we want people that are survivors. We want people to become survivors. When they get that diagnosis of you have cancer, we want them to become a survivor. And they are, that very day they hear that message, until whatever God determines for the outcome of each. So as a result, we have a special place for survivors in every relay. And this, to me, is what makes the relay what it is. So I'm going to let Cheryl talk about the survivor registration.
Okay, well, the survivor registration, I wanted to say, while Betty was talking about team registration too, is that sometimes when somebody wants to be a team captain, they'll say, well, I don't know what to do for raising money. And I said, you know what? If online, when you register, there is a fundraising host section that gives you ideas of how to do fundraising. And that's kind of important. If they don't have any idea of what to do, you right. can guide them in that way. Sorry, I was just wanted to add that in there.
That's a okay. good thought. There's a lot of information on that website when you go to ACS, Relay for Life.
If you got time to look through it all, it's wonderful. There are a lot of great ideas on there. Okay, now to survivors. Okay, all right. Survivors, we need you to get registered also. If you want a t-shirt for the event, you have to register online or do what Betty said with the same thing with the team registration. There are three ways to do it. You can go online to our Sauk Valley or relayforlife.org/Sauk Valley IL, and you can register right there as a cancer survivor. You can call the 1-800-ACS-2345 number. You can get it that way, or you can go get a paper copy out at the food bank. And Pam will be mad to get to it. Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12 is the only day time you can go out there to get the paper copy. So, survivors, if you come that night, which we know you want to come and join us because that is the reason we are there, you can register starting at 5 o'clock. We will have a luncheon served by Arthur's available to you and a caregiver. But again, you need to register that so that we know that you are coming, so we make sure we have enough food for everybody. And then at 6 o'clock, we will be having the first lap, which, of course, is why we honor our cancer survivors. And I think, to me, that is probably the beginning of that night that just really sets it off.
Yes.
It just really, really sets off what's going to happen for the night when we get to celebrate them. And we do cheer them on. By all means, we cheer them on.
Eye of the tiger.
Yeah. Yep. You're absolutely right. And you know what? That music really does it. It really, really does do it. So survivors, we need you to register not only to get your purple t-shirt ahead of time, we also need you to register so that we know that you're coming for the luncheon. That's very, very important.
And they can find that paper copy out at the Sauk Valley Food Bank. They can also just simply contact me and let me know that they plan on coming. And it will also be in the local newspaper. Local newspapers even out in the weeklies in Lee County and Whiteside County, in a form that they can turn in and mail back to me. But we need to have a reservation no later than May 30th in order to know that the box lunches will be ordered and can be delivered by the 8th of June. Arthur's just needs enough time to be sure they have the ingredients that they need in order to put those lunches together for the number that will be required. And if you haven't requested in advance, there will be no extras. So if you wish a lunch to for yourself and for the caregiver, we really want you to register in advance. So moving on, the actual event you mentioned when we first started, it is the 8th of June.
Seven weeks.
Saturday.
7 weeks.
Yeah, keep reminding me.
I'm not going to do that.
It is from 5 in the afternoon until 9 o'clock at night. 5 to 6 is a time for registration and setting up campsites. And the opening is at 6 o'clock. Officially when the survivors will be leading the pack as we open the first lap of the 29th annual Relay for Life. Unbelievable that we've had that many years, that many survivors that have participated. So the details for it will all be shared at the team captain meeting, which is coming up on the 1st of May, which is a Wednesday evening. Again, it's going to be held out at the Sauk Valley Food Bank, which is just behind Self-Help. It will be at 5:30 in the afternoon. There will be a Zoom possibility for joining the meeting, but you'll need to let us know that you want to join the meeting, so you'll need to contact me. You can text me that as chair, that's fine. That is 815-535-4443. Or you can just simply come. We really would like you to come in person because we're going to hand out a lot of information. We're going to tell you what Cheryl has already mentioned about how to get registered. If you haven't yet done so, we'll even help you to do so on site. We will talk about the survivors and what we want from them and how we want you to invite survivors in your area that you know to participate. We'll talk about the event itself and what's going to happen for the laps, what the theme is going to be for this year, what the decorations can
be
for.
We don't know yet,
year.
Do we?
No. Well, we're not telling. Let's put it like that.
All right.
Our last meeting, we finalized everything. So we now know, but we're
keeping it.
To save it for the team captain so they're the first to know to spread on with their participants. Obviously, we want people to come not only for the event itself and to walk and be members of teams and be the survivors that come out, but we also need people in the public that want to come to the Luminaria ceremony. And that ceremony takes place around 8 o'clock, and the public is invited. You're welcome to come. If you purchased a Luminaria to remind yourself of someone, as a survivor or one who lost their life to the disease of cancer, it is an opportunity for you to really remember them. And it's a very touching and a very moving ceremony. It never ceases to amaze me the number of people that have been diagnosed with this disease. And we're a small number that actually represent the many in our communities that have been diagnosed with cancer. It's a very prevalent disease, and truly every relayer wants to see an end to this disease. We want to stop the hurt. We want to stop the loss.
That's our calling, fighting back.
Yep.
We fight back. We are going to save people's lives. That's what ACS is all about.
And, you know, sometimes people ask, where does the money go that we collect, that we turn in? Well, it goes into a four-prong program. Obviously, American Cancer Society is a nationwide, national organization. If you pick up any educational brochure that has to do with cancer, if you flip it over, it most likely was printed and published by the American Cancer Society. So the urge for people to get tested, to be screened, that all comes from the American Cancer Society. That educational component will even be at our relay. We'll have brochures available also. Second thing is research. I'm a walking testament to the value of research. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, it was the mammogram that found my lump, and as a result, I am a survivor today, 29 years later. That happened because of the mammogram. And that mammogram was developed by researchers from the American Cancer Society that developed that screening tool. Over the years, it has gotten more complete and more able to distinguish even smaller lumps. It is truly something that we want to encourage every woman to be sure that they have their mammogram annually after age 40. So research is very important. And as I said, I'm a testament that I'm alive today because of it, thank goodness.
Yes.
The other thing that the American Cancer Society researchers did was to develop a drug that was given to women who had had breast cancer. And for 5 years, I took that drug of tamoxifen. Many people that were diagnosed at the time that I was probably were given the same drug as a result, which was to prevent a reoccurrence. And again, it was a positive development for myself. I have survived it thus far. So research is a very important part of what all of this is based on, where the money goes. And the third and the final area is patient services. And there are lodgings that are available in faraway cities where you have to go for treatment. If your doctor says that you need to go to Iowa City, you need to go to Houston, Texas, there are hotel rooms that are available through the American Cancer Society to help to offset the cost of your trip going there. These Hope Lodges, which is what they call them, not only have a room for you, but they also have a meeting room where people that are in the building at the same time that are cancer treatment individuals can gather together. They take their lunches. They have a sitting room where they can talk. They have brochures that are available. The most important thing, though, is really everybody, absolutely everybody, has access to the American Cancer Society and what they have found in regards to cancer. And that is by using their website of cancer.org or using that 800 number that we've been talking about, 1-800-ACS-2345.
I think that's one of the easiest numbers to remember, too.
It is easy to remember.
It is, yeah.
And it's manned by medical people, actual people that you get on the phone that will talk to you. And if you have a medical question, they will answer the question for you. They will steer you to information. They will send you information. They will never tell you what to do, but they will lay out options for you. So you always have important, legitimate, based on fact, information available to you, even if you live here in the Sauk Valley.
And it's up to date.
It's very up to date.
Very up to date.
So where the money goes, it's a pittance when you think about what it's doing in saving lives. Saving one person's life makes it a million-dollar value to me. Every person is valuable.
Well, when you were talking about, as you well know, my stepson was in Iowa City and he's got brain cancer, and he was able, through American Cancer Society, they had a place there where he stayed for while he was going through the treatment. Wow. He has made lifetime friends with those people that were there with him because they all had something to share together, and he gets together with them now. But he goes to Gilda's Club, you know, down in the Quad Cities and stuff as a support group, you know, and some of those people that were with him are in there.
Wow. And that's
so
good.
It's good to know. I mean, it made me feel good to think that, wow, see, there is a lot of good things that come out of ACS.
Yep.
And people need to realize that we may not have the research going on right here in our community because we don't have a research place, but we know that is helping our cancer people.
Right.
It's accessible to everyone. And there's a camaraderie, a brotherhood, and a sisterhood among people who have been diagnosed with cancer.
Absolutely.
You need support. You need support from your family, from those around you, your coworkers, but even a stranger can be a support, especially when you have both been diagnosed with that same disease.
Exactly.
So there's just something about the Relay for Life that brings together the survivors. They are able to communicate in that same way that Cheryl just described. That can happen in any one of those Hope Lodges.
Absolutely.
So it's a wonderful way to really bind together those that have heard those words, you have cancer. I want to reiterate again, those T-shirts come from the National Office of American Cancer Society. You're not going to get it immediately. If you're a team and you're working to get your participant t-shirt, you need to be sure that you turn your money in advance, and you do that through the Sauk Valley Food Bank. You go out and you give it to the accounting person, Pam, who is the director out there. She will give you a receipt that says she's turning it in. You need to bring it to her so that she can send it off. And as I said, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get a participant t-shirt. So if you're thinking at all about joining a team, forming a team, go out and get the form and know that once you get your $100 minimum, that's the minimum to get the shirt. Get it sent off immediately so you have it to wear the day of June 8th.
And they could even bring out their money on May 1st when we have
Absolutely.
Their team captains meeting. It doesn't, any participant can come to that meeting.
Absolutely. And you can turn in your money to Pam out there again during those same hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 8 until noon. She's the contact person that sends the money in. So that's where you need to bring it and get the form filled out. For heaven's sakes, don't send it to the American Cancer Society somewhere from some address you find. Because it used to be that we all were directed by a certain office.
Right.
In Illinois, for us, it was the Rockford office. Mm-hmm. I came across some information from 2017 that said send your money to the Rockford ACS
right.
on State Street. I thought, oh, good grief, if anybody has any of that old information, do not do it. It
right.
needs to go through Pam so that you get credited for the Sauk Valley Relay for Life. That's the important thing. We want to be sure that we
and
have
And they don't want
it.
To need to send it either to the national one.
No.
Because if it goes to the national, it does not give us credit.
Right.
Yeah, so that's important to know, too. So we need to keep it local.
All right. So a reminder, May 1st, Wednesday evening, 5:30, Sauk Valley Food Bank. That's the day we are going to have our team captain meeting where we're going to share how to register, how to participate, how to get survivors. We'll answer any question that you have. We'll help you to register if you haven't yet done so. Come and plan on being there. And again, a Zoom link will be available. You'll need to let me know as chair that you want to use the Zoom link. Otherwise, we don't always set it up. So if we have nobody that is planning on it, there's no sense in having
right.
the screen look at you.
Well, if they don't let you know, they wouldn't know what the Zoom link was anyway.
No, you'll have to get the link. You're right. And you can text me.
Yep.
That's the easiest way, 815-535-4443.
Okay, last thing. I would like to give a shout out because my sponsors out there in Lee and Whiteside County have been phenomenal this year. I've got over 40 sponsors this year, and I am absolutely thrilled. But that doesn't mean anybody out there that still would like to be a sponsor. You certainly still can be.
Right.
You can be a sponsor anywhere from $100 all the way up to as far as you want to go, okay? But get a hold of me if anybody is interested. Cheryl Faber, 815-441-0130, and I would be glad to come and see you about being a sponsor. So thank you, sponsors who have already signed up. I really appreciate you.
I'm going to say 40 and counting.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Thank
I know
you, Tom.
You're right.
All right. So, we'll get together in a couple of weeks and see where we're at then.
Yes, and we'll have the theme and we'll have the laps. I'll
yes.
share with you then.
You will know.
That's
aware.
What I'm. That's what I'm waiting for.
All right.
Hey. Well, you asked us already. So we
thank
knew
you,
were
Tom,
interested.
So
thank
much.
Thank you. Relay for Life of the Sauk Valley, and that is coming up, as we said. I'm going to say it again, 7 weeks from Saturday, June 8th, out at Westwood. Get on board. Thank you very much.